I love microdosing.
I love microdosing.
Yesterday, I needed to go practice my drums, and I popped a little microdose gummy, and I'll tell you what happened. I drummed for about a good 2 hours.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
I was looking at our new roof, hoping that it wasn't going to leak, and I got some anxiety about it, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to take a gummy just to calm down so I can go to sleep and not worry about this. And I did, and I had a great night's sleep, and I woke up. And there was no leak.
I've noticed a change in you for a positive change.
I like to hear that.
Yeah. I feel like your mood is like very centered.
I'm sleeping much better.
Microdose gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just that right amount of good.
And you can get 30% off your first order, plus free shipping today at microdose.com, promo code PANTS. It's available nationwide. That's microdose.com, promo code PANTS for 30% off and free shipping.
Microdose.com, promo code PANTS.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
You know what I had a lot of fun with last week, and I'm actually sorry it's over.
What?
Because I was waiting to do this for so long, and I had to wait for you to catch up.
Oh,
was the
queer ultimatum.
I had so much fun.
I did too. It was really nice. Oh, go ahead. Continue.
I feel like we only got to the outer shell of everything because there's so much to deconstruct. And
it's like a lesbian onion.
It's a lesbian onion.
Yeah. Or that popsicle. Not popsicle.
Tootsie Pop.
Tootsie Pop.
Well, the Tootsie Pop
more
only
like,
takes
I guess
three
that's a nicer thing
to
call
center of it,
lesbians.
According to that owl. So I think it's a little
it's
deeper
more like
than
that.
The Tootsie Pop. It's like an onion. It's like an onion.
No, I feel like that sounds gross. Okay, it's both.
Everyone gets it. Everyone gets
we all
symbolism.
Get
it makes sense.
it made lesbians smell stinky.
Oh,
sounds
geez.
Stinky. Okay.
Don't read into it.
I'm in
deep.
A mood today. Okay, go ahead. It was a blast.
I just had a lot of fun.
Me too.
I like that collective universal appreciation for a cultural moment like that.
Sure. And we had something very exciting happen. Mal started following Pants.
Huge.
That was great.
Thanks,
her friend
Mal.
Alicia reached out.
Alicia, great. The million-dollar friend who's more aware of everything than the rest of us.
Yeah,
yes.
So that was really fun. I don't know.
It's a compliment.
It was a massive compliment. And then I think we got some people to tune into the show because a lot of people were like, I was listening. I had no idea what you were talking about.
I'm so glad we brought it into people's attention. And I'm going to say it and I'm going to be blunt. I think we should be hosts.
I think you've been very blunt about it.
Well, I'm going to be doubly blunt and say we should be hosts.
I'm going to be Emily blunt and I'm going to blunt.
You're going to
blunt. Pasture blunt and I'm going to say I agree with you.
I'm going to Philly blunt you and say it would be a missed opportunity for us not to be hosts.
It would be a missed opportunity for the producers of that show to not think of it. Listen.
And I was thinking,
is it going to happen? I don't know. But would it be the biggest fucking blast for you and I to do? Yeah, it would.
I was thinking
I'm
about
picturing
this.
I'm flying down there.
I was thinking about this in the shower today.
You were?
Yeah. And I was thinking there, you got to walk the walk to talk the talk, right? Gay relationships are different than straight ones. There's a different vernacular. There's just a different energy. And you don't know it unless you live it.
Kate, I'm going to sit on this soapbox right now. I don't know why this reality television show is bringing this out in me because I should probably have it in other areas. But I feel very political about this. I think it's wrong that there's a straight host on a gay show.
I
think there's millions and millions of straight shows that millions of straight people can go play. But I think whenever we get any sort of opportunity, thanks for the breadcrumbs at Hollywood, where we're given a gay show, why the fuck would you put a straight person on it?
Amen.
Okay? And I don't know why this show makes me feel this way, but it does.
Because it's maddening and it's so glaringly obvious. And for whatever reason, they decided that wasn't significant.
I know. And maybe we don't know the reasons behind it. All forgiven on first season, but I feel like major oversight if it's done second season.
Yeah. It's not reading the room.
Nothing. And I think she's probably a lovely person. It has nothing to do with her.
It has nothing to do with her. It's like, yeah. She got offered a job. You can't fault someone for saying, I'll take it. Sure. Yeah. We all have bills to pay. It's just, there's just such a missed opportunity.
Well, it's like an understanding. It's what you're saying. There's a glaze over this person's eyes where it's like, you don't get it unless you get it.
And that's fine because I don't know what it's like to be married to a man. So I can't sit there and listen to a woman complain about her husband.
Well, you're not going to go host a show trying to help people out in this area.
Precisely.
Can you imagine if they were like...
Because I'm going to say you should probably be gay anyway.
Right.
Like, don't waste your time with him.
Right.
You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it.
You know where it's better.
It is better.
And we would have so much fun. I'm picturing... You know, going to this location, meeting these new wonderful people.
It'll be in a different city, I bet.
I'm sure. Don't they do that?
They were in San Diego, right, Arwen?
Right.
San Diego. At first I thought they were in Florida. Maybe they look the same. I don't know. Florida and San Diego.
Well, they're very beachy.
Right.
But yeah, I think wherever it, I can just see us, you know, in the hotel room.
They're ready for
after
you. Oh, great.
Oh, no, I'm picturing like after the day of work and then we get to like go down to the restaurant at the hotel and like talk about our day. You and I.
Yeah.
For this amount of time we'd be on the show.
Yeah. There's sort of a big, like there's like a big sister energy and that only comes from life experience and being older and saying, I know how you're feeling or I can relate. I've been in your shoes or something similar. Take our advice or leave it, but we're going to give you a guiding hand.
Right.
As you get through this wild and crazy social experiment that you find yourself in. And that comes from a relatability. And it drives me mad that someone would think, oh, minor detail.
It's not a minor detail.
It doesn't make sense to me.
No, I know. I know. I really hope, even I'm not saying it needs to be us, but you know, that they just make
it. I'm saying it should be us.
Pants. More pants in just a moment.
Rocket Money. I used Rocket Money again last week.
How many? Are you okay?
I don't know.
I get a lot of subscriptions you forget about.
You know what it is? Because I get these apps and you have to pay for everything you get these days. And I think, all right, well, I'll use this for a few days and I'll cancel it. But I forget.
And you have forget to have every week that you forgot last week.
Yes.
Thank God you have Rocket Money. Before I started using Rocket Money myself, I thought I had about like, I don't know, 6 subscriptions. No, Kate, I had like 15.
15?
Yes. I was like, clear it, get rid of it. And Rocket Money is like, we have your back. Because Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. So you can start to grow your savings.
Plus, Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pants. That's rocketmoney.com/pants. Say it, Kate.
That's rocketmoney.com/pants.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, speaking of lesbians and difficulties with relationships and feelings, one of the major questions we've been asked, and I don't know why we've been getting this so much, is it the holidays? People are talking about heartbreak.
Heartbreak. What about
it? Let's talk about heartbreak.
The questions that we've been getting is, how do you get over a heartbreak?
So we've been through some heartbreaks together. I mean, where we've helped each other.
Sure.
I mean, is there like a formula? I don't know.
I don't know. I had a therapist once who said something she suggested to all of her patients that were going through something like that was to have a 30-day no contact rule, which I would imagine is even harder to do now with the social media.
The constant contact. Sorry, I'm sitting staring at you because I'm like, you literally told me to try this during one of my major breakups. Yeah. I know, I remember you giving me this advice and I thought that's impossible.
It's hard.
It's not just hard. It feels impossible.
But she had a method behind that. There was something psychological that happens. Like there's that 30-day period, it sort of begins to break a habit or something. It's something psychological.
No, I get it, but it feels cruel. Like to go from, especially if you live with someone and we're talking years and years and years.
I'm talking when that person's out of the house or you're out of that house.
Sure,
and everything's divided and it's done.
But then you just stop talking to that person.
Yeah, you
have
to. That
seems... I couldn't follow it. I remember the breakup. I remember you telling me to do it. And I was like, I mean, I can go a week.
Are we talking about?
Yeah, but you can go like a week, but you can't like a month right out of the gate.
It's tough, but that's the point.
But what about all the things you have to like, what about processing?
You shouldn't be processing your breakup with the person you broke up with. That's to me pointless.
What about the parts where you're like, but I miss you or how are
you? Don't. What are you going to get out of it? This is very easy said than done. I'm sitting here as someone who's not experiencing any of that, thank goodness, telling you this is what you should do. It's easier said, but you shouldn't if you can. What's the I miss you going to do? It's a moment of weakness.
Well, you miss that. You need to say it. It just feels cold. It feels cold to just break
okay, and then off the person responds. And then the person responds, "Me too." Then what?
Yeah, I think these are things you have to do in a breakup. You have to like acknowledge.
But then
the fizzling out of something that was important.
I'm not sitting here to disagree with you. I'm just questioning the logic in this. So then you say that, and then you spend the rest of the night. Or the rest of the day with like this little glimmer of hope of a maybe, because you've each acknowledged you miss one another.
But maybe.
And so then how does that help you heal? Because then.
Because it's nice to know that this massive loss in your life just doesn't. It's like, it's not a death. It's a.
But it is like a death. A breakup is like a death, and that's why it hurts.
It feels like a death, but it doesn't have to be like a death.
You know, this is coming from the girl who isn't even friends with her exes. At least I'm friends with a lot of mine. You don't talk to any of them, but you're sitting here saying
all
this.
I'm walking through this concept that your therapist was pitching because I remember I couldn't do it. And I need to know the real, like, gist of this.
Lisa, there's no proven formula to do any such thing. It's what you feel good doing in your heart. But what is Arwen shaking her head for? Why are you like this? What are you thinking?
No contact rule.
Thank you. Me too. It's hard.
Hold on.
It's really hard to follow. I've probably failed every time I've tried. But I think why it's worth trying is because if you have to say I love you so bad or I miss you so bad, then the whole thing is like, am I still going to miss you in 30 days?
Right.
If that's still going to be true, if it's such a big feeling that it's still true, say it 30 days from now. But it's like respecting the relationship to be like, I am not going to say anything unless it has to be said. And really, I feel like those feelings most of the time don't. I always tell my friends to put my name as their ex, like when they're in a breakup. And I'm
smart.
Like, text me. Whatever you're going to text your ex, just text it to me instead.
Oh, that's so uncomfortable. What if that feels very, really vulnerable?
That's very personal.
It's really, I mean, I'm not doing this with like all my friends, but like right. my
you do
closest
this with
friends.
Your closest people.
Yeah. And they've done it for me before too.
That's amazing.
You know, and then if it's like 10 at night, I'm like, I miss you. I wish we were hanging out.
Yeah.
Then my friend can be like, you don't wish that.
But don't you think it also depends on why did you break up in the first place? A lot of this is based on the circumstances, right?
Okay, I just read something that said ignoring your ex for 30 days to get them gets them to miss you more and then reaching out.
Okay, well, that's manipulation. That's bullshit. You're not doing it to manipulate them. You're doing it to heal your heart. Two different things, right, Arwen? This is someone who's probably wrote a book called Get Your Ex Back, right?
They're saying it's a hoax.
What's a hoax?
The whole 30-day concept of
it's
no
not
contact.
A hoax if you're doing this to protect yourself, but if you're trying to manipulate someone back into your life, I don't know. I don't understand that.
I think it's manipulation if someone's like, how to make someone miss you more.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like the point of no contact is like, it really is like, if I love you so much, we can wait 30 days. Like, if we're supposed to be together forever, what can't wait 30 days?
Yeah, it's like the thought of like, you release the bird out of the cage. If it's meant to okay. be yours, it's going to
It's not a bird. It's not a bird.
Don't lesbians like
wait,
birds?
That's so you both are good... saying right now, if you...
What's the circumstance if for the breakup, though? You have to, like, there has to be some specificity
Wait,
here.
I'm not there yet. I just, right. one more moment with the 30 days. Right. If you're saying it could possibly work out after 30 days, it's almost like a test. Like, the 30 days isn't really to get over it, like what you're saying, Kate. You're saying it's more a put it on the back burner if it still has a flame.
The 30 days, okay, for yourself, if you're coming at this from a very pure place of we broke up, I'm going to give myself 30 days, no contact. You have to know why you're doing it. So if you're doing it because you want to heal your heart as best as you can, yeah, it hurts to do it. There's nothing easy about it. But at the end of those 30 days, by then you will have established some sort of routine that sort of gets your energy field and your mind away.
Which is what you said earlier. It's habit breaking.
Right.
You're breaking the habit of
You're taking the first step in breaking the habit. I don't think I've ever succeeded in this, but I've certainly tried. It's not easy. So if you get through the first 30 days, give yourself another 30 days. Say, I'm going to do it for another month.
But where did this person go in your life? Just all of a sudden they're gone?
This goes to the point of what the hell happened to make you two break up in the first place.
Okay, let's say it was just...
What was the cause?
It didn't work out.
Okay, why?
Oh, Kate.
Give me specifics. Why didn't it work out? Did you cheat on me? Okay, you and I.
I didn't cheat on you.
You
did not cheat on you.
You didn't? Are you Mm-mm. sure?
I'm positive.
I saw your phone.
It was an emotional affair.
Even worse.
I know.
Great. How long did this emotional affair go on for? Do I know this person?
We didn't acknowledge it. I can just feel the energy in the
sure,
room.
Sure, but ooh. Do I know this person?
It's harsh. Yes, very well.
Am I friends with this person?
Yes. We've hung out in a group setting.
This fucking sucks. How long has this been going on for?
Nothing's happened.
Yes, it has. How long has this been going on
for? No, nothing's happened.
How long has this been going on
You've
for?
You've been around me
how
with
long
this person.
Has this been going on for?
I don't know.
How long?
Maybe when I felt it the first time was like 6 months ago.
This has been going on for 6 months.
Nothing's happened. Nothing's going on.
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say about this.
I'm an asshole. I'm just saying, okay,
you never
so let's
talked
pretend.
To this person? And that's why we broke up? So we broke
no,
up.
No, you're... Okay, so let's say that's why we broke up.
Who broke up with who?
You obviously broke up with me.
And what, and are you, now are you pining for me or are you like, great,
yeah,
now
I'm going to go after Yeah, I can't believe you broke up with me.
But what about the emotional fair girl? Where is she?
I'm not interested. I told you it was nothing.
You had an emotional affair with someone for 6 months. But
we didn't even talk about it.
Oh my God.
I don't even know what that was.
Like, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So then you're going to cut me off for 30 days. You don't even know why we broke up.
Oh, I need some, I need
space.
I don't know if I'd break up. I don't know. I need more specifics, but honestly, I would certainly take my distance from you without question.
I know. It's like, I'm a piece of shit.
I just like, I don't know where your head is
at. Well,
I'm
not trustworthy.
So like, if you've been doing that to me for 6 months,
I didn't do anything again.
Sure, yet.
Right.
Does so and so have a girlfriend?
I mean, I think they did.
And why did they break up? Because of you? This is such fucking dyke.
I know.
Like,
I hate
horrible.
It. It's giving me like my blood is.
You just, you
curdling.
Know, I was grumpy when we started a little today, and now you just like plunged my mood.
I know.
This is horrible.
You know why? Because I feel like we've both been there. Ugh. Listen. So you would cut, in that circumstance, you would cut me off. Still not knowing.
I just don't know if I can trust you. Like, are you still,
right, you don't
like,
trust
and
me.
Also, this person is in our friend group. That's what you're alluding to.
Yeah,
so,
for sure. They now, always are in the friend, aren't they always in the friend group?
Yeah, they're on the
always
peripheral.
In
yeah,
the friend
for sure,
group.
It's true.
What is it, like a distant, like someone in North
Duluth?
Dakota? No,
yeah,
oh my gosh. Yeah.
Right.
So, it's a friend who's been at your house probably.
Who's eaten my food and sat in my couch and enjoyed the beverages I've served and my hospitality.
And you've made them laugh and just innocently.
And nothing has happened physically and I'm supposed to believe that?
No, nothing. I know. That's where that kind of shit. Ugh. I got to say, Kate, it's happened to me more than once.
What, that someone's done that
emotional
to you or you've done that to them?
No, done to me.
Oh, that's happened to me too. I caught somebody on my couch
Why
once.
Do you think I'm not friends with I know.
Are you kidding?
That story.
Maybe that's what triggered
haunting.
Me in terms of this conversation.
No, but that really.
But that piece
that
of
person,
shit. I mean,
person,
come on.
You caught them on the couch.
I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
I know. I still can't get over it. Wasn't it around Thanksgiving?
I think it was around the holidays.
It was. Bam.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Mother's Day is almost here. And you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
I think I had to have you tell me that story over and over because I couldn't believe it was real.
I think
real.
Anyone I shared this story to asked me to say it. And
like, are you sure you saw what you were seeing when you rounded the corner?
It was like seeing a fucking UFO.
Mm-hmm. Because that's out of the movies when you catch someone in the act. We only see that in soap operas.
Completely.
Oh, I don't know. You know, and they get up with the wrapping the sheets. It's not what you think.
You had that.
Didn't they even say that?
Who had? I don't remember. Honestly, mercifully, I've grown past that whole experience.
Sorry, I'm laughing.
Oh, but how awful. How awful.
Oh, I read an email once that I wasn't supposed to read. Yeah. And then it turned into like, oh, I'm just emotionally.
Why'd you read? Were you going through someone's email?
It was. Back when computers were just like, remember those bubble computers?
The Apples?
That were all different colors.
Yeah.
And then email had just come on the scene.
Yeah.
We shared an email.
Oh, God.
Because that's how new it was. Like, nobody was using it.
And that's how you saw the email?
Yeah. And I was so confused. I was like, what am I? Huh?
So what happened? Did you confront them?
I wasn't sick last weekend. It was like that.
So what happened?
Oh, it's awful. I confronted the person. The person said, it's just emotional. It doesn't mean anything.
Did the person try to blame it on you?
No, I wasn't blamed. I was just gaslit and believed the whole story. God, to this day,
it
I'm
makes
still
you feel
like,
any better. I think I got gaslit too with the couch debacle.
That's the part of the story that I think they made you believe. You didn't see what
no,
you just saw.
No, they were trying to make me see like I didn't see what I saw. I know
right,
I
that's
saw
what I just
what,
said.
I know I saw what I saw because I actually had good eyesight back then, believe it or not.
But also you know
glasses.
That when you see that.
Yeah.
Like you see even if it's under a sheet, you see like knees
you know
and elbows.
You know like you can make out human
Your
shapes.
Your spidey sense can really
never,
clue in quickly
Never
on that.
Question a woman's intuition, I'm telling you. Like we are born with this radar that is so on point.
You're also born with eyeballs.
But I also had the sense between them before that encounter, I was like, something isn't right here. I don't know exactly what it is. I don't think I had the language or the maturity or the knowledge I have now to verbalize what I was thinking. Anyway, it was a lesson one had to go through.
Oh, God. Also, how about when someone's a little bit too excited to hang out with the person? That's the one I'm always
completely.
When I look back, I'm like, I knew that the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Just like maybe dressing a little special that night. Mm-hmm. If you're all going, you know, it's just a friend night.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going out, group activity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then your girlfriend is like getting extra cute.
Like, right.
And you know it's not for you. Like deep down, you know later when you look back, you're like, that wasn't right. for me.
Right.
Or just like a personality change. All of a sudden somebody's just like a shiny penny. Like, no, you're not. You're never like that. Yeah, why are you acting like that?
The personality is the major giveaway.
Yeah.
But that's the...
My friends, we weren't there on this... Were you there on this one? This outing? We all laughed that we were like... Because at the time it had happened so much that I was starting to clue in. I was like, did anyone else feel like we were on a first date with my girlfriend and this person?
Oh, I was there. Are you kidding? I was sitting across from your girlfriend and this person and...
Like giddy.
Our mutual friend and I would step away to smoke back when we used to do that. And we were like, we feel like we're on a date.
Yeah.
Is Leisha okay?
Like I was, well, I was in.
Oh no, your ex-girlfriend was.
The night with a.
Your ex-girlfriend was the life of the fucking party that night.
Uh-huh.
Truly.
Yeah. I know.
And this was a personality that didn't exactly light up rooms. And
well,
suddenly okay. she was. 100-watt bulb that like
I know.
Filled up the space, and
it was very suspect.
So, it was so suspect and so brazen. I was like,
you can't be that clueless to think that it's not. This is the thing, you know, like you know, in all the crime shows, the evidence that's right in front of your face is always the thing we look past. Yeah. It was one of those because, of course, I stayed for years. And I, you know, thought like, oh, you know, you start feeling paranoid
after
or like.
After you broke up, didn't they wind up dating?
Yes. They're not together.
So not surprising, but yeah.
Ah, man. Just innocently, like a bystander, just like.
There was a night that
might
involved
be the
myself,
same night.
Your girlfriend and her date and a mutual friend of ours. You had retired early
mm-hmm.
and this mutual friend of ours and myself stayed there solely just to keep an eye on them.
Wow.
Without them realizing we were
Is it
keeping
pathetic?
An eye on them.
Now I feel pathetic.
Leisha,
no.
Am I pathetic with the couch situation? I mean, it's life. It happens. It's growing up. It's learning who you never want to be with. I think that's a great lesson.
Okay, well.
And that's the great thing about heartbreak. Once you get past it, you realize I never want to revisit anyone that has that kind of personality trait or those habits ever again.
I know, but I love these people also. I'm like, yeah. We all, just the people I've been with, I love them all.
Yeah, at the time they were.
No, but I can even love them now. I'm like, you know.
You don't love all of them.
There was one asshole. Okay, so question, heartbreak. Mm. So you're saying there's sort of a scale on if someone treated you like in a shitty way.
Well, heartbreak's then heartbreak
you go,
regardless.
No,
at least you get some
anger. No 30 days for
well,
you.
Well, at least you get, well, then easier said than done, but at least you have some anger. I think it's, sometimes it's easier when that sort of thing happens, at least in my book, because you have the anger to fuel you.
Well, okay.
But when
so
it's
in
a
these-
mutual thing, for instance, your values or something doesn't line up, or one of you moves away. I don't know, but something that doesn't have animosity to it, or lying and deceit, that's hard because then you really have to. I've been in that situation too. I've been in the situation where I was with someone and it was just bad timing. Bad timing. And it sucked.
Bad timing.
Yeah, like we.
Oh, in really, each other's like
yeah,
where you were
bad
both.
Bad timing.
And in life,
it was hard. And you have to be like, all right, I have to be really disciplined and not do this because people tell you exactly who they are. Can't change them. So you got to take care of yourself.
Well, so you don't think anyone can change within a relationship?
I believe they can change when within a relationship, but I also think people tell you exactly who they are at the same time.
I know, but how come some relationships you're willing to work through these things? Like, I was willing to work through that uncomfortable feeling of
your
thinking,
girlfriend and her date?
Yeah, like, okay, let's say this person is having feelings. No one ever admitted anything, but I think I would have stayed to figure that out for a minute, just to be like, I'm gonna let you feel this. Almost like Xander.
I was going to compare you to Mal. That's a very Mal-like approach. Let me be patient and mature about this and unemotional.
Right.
Take myself out of the equation for a moment and understand where you're coming from.
Right. But it didn't go that far. I'm just saying if, I don't know. Like, is it worth throwing everything away if somebody's just having a minute?
No, not necessarily. Again, it depends on the circumstance.
And like a lot of times I feel like those things are innocent.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm like, I think I'm open to working through really uncomfortable things inside a relationship to a certain point.
Right.
Like the whole catching people on a couch thing.
You wouldn't tolerate that.
No.
That's not something you're willing to explore.
No. Okay. If somebody's having an emotional thing that maybe, especially if they admit, then you have to give that person like, Right. Okay, you're human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, there is that element too. So
I don't know what my point is.
I don't know.
Is that what you were waving?
No, I'm asking. I'm asking you what is your formula? I told you about my therapist's 30-day thing. What, do you have a trick?
I don't. I'm terrible at probably the inside and the outside of relationships when it comes to this, because I think I'm probably too understanding to a degree. And also I don't like the loss of things.
I've never seen you single. You realize that? I've known
that's
you for 20,
not true.
20 some odd years.
Kate, here's the thing. Sometimes I look back on these certain years and you were just busy. I was single for well over a year one time.
You were not. You weren't.
Is that pathetic? Because it was only a year. This was also, I was single before I met you.
I've known you now for 22 years.
So I've had really good, I'm very happy in my relationships when I'm in them.
I'm just saying.
Why do I have to be out there just fucking around?
Listen,
like, that's
if that's
better.
Not your path, that's not your path. I'm not God. I'm just saying.
Arwen almost
her hand up
fucking
her mouth
choked out. She's like, oh my God.
I wouldn't know what shocks her most.
I think that I bragged that it was over a year. That was really sad.
Yeah, you guys have been friends for like 2 decades and you're saying the longest you've been single was 1 year?
But no, I've been in very long relationships.
Kate's point is that you're always in a relationship.
Yeah, and they've also been a crossover. So when you've gotten out of one geared up immediately following it because...
you can see why this 30-day thing doesn't work for me.
Yeah, not...
It's weird. Because I have to I have to process the dissolve of the last one before I feel like, yeah, I'm ready.
But there's a crossover.
Saying, I don't cheat. Well, you're
I'm
making me sound like a cheater.
Cheat. I'm just
crossover
saying,
sounds like cheating.
No, there's just not like, I look at like, it's like ombre, like a color fades out and then another color comes in. And
I can't
that's how
wait I've, to talk about you.
Don't talk about me. I'm just saying, it's not a bad thing either. It's not a judgment. I've just never seen you with a break of like, there's Leisha, she's single. I've never seen that.
Untrue.
Okay. And you act like I'm busy. What am I doing? Running for mayor?
I don't know what you were doing, but I was single. You just didn't know it.
Leisha.
You don't remember.
Why would I not know it? The fuck was I doing? Nothing.
I couldn't tell you.
Exactly. That's how you may have
upsetting.
Been single for a couple months.
I hate this podcast.
But you were never. Do you want to quit now? I think now is this the end?
I'm going to need 30 days.
Okay. Well, let's see if you can do it. I mean, I could do it.
There's no way in hell you couldn't talk to me for 30 days. Good fucking luck.
Who, me? Oh, right. And like, it would be easier for you? Girl, please.
I will cut you off so hard.
You will not. You're not even gonna,
you're gonna be like, your head's gonna see you. Spin. That's it. I'm done. Shit, I forgot. Oh. Then Katie and Peg have to be the mediators because we won't speak to each other. Talk about like
bye.
Earning a commission. Yeah, bye to you too. Bye. So I guess this is the last episode of Pants.
Lose my number.
You know what? We never knew each other. Remember when? You know what? You're going to miss me when I'm gone.
You're going to see me walking the earth so single of friends.
Oh, so you won't have any? That's right, you won't.
I'll be like, look who's single now.
Look
Kate.
Who has no friends. Look who has no social life, no infrastructure. Well, have fun.
Nice knowing you.
I can't believe we just broke up on our podcast over a conversation about heartbreak when all I'm doing is acknowledging.
Oh my God, my heart would ache so bad without you.
Jesus. Well, you were so cold-hearted about it.
I know.
It.
I was just trying it on for a minute, see how it felt. It's not for me.
But do you guys have any advice?
No.
What? What?
Do you have any advice on how to get over heartbreak? That's the question.
No.
No. Thank you for listening to Pants, a podcast brought to you by myself, Kate Menig, and Leisha Haley. Produced and edited by Arwen Nix. Mixed by Valentino Rivera. Please listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Theme song by Carolina Para of the band CSS, and graphics are by Love Fox.